Well, if it's cold snap in January, that means it's time to look at gardening catalogs and do more indoor gardening, house plants and little sprouty things you can put in your sandwiches and on your soup. And Tom Casper, he's the guy who manages to find a way to garden 12 months out of the year. Morning there, sunshine. Oh, Tom.
Sure.
There. Whoop, sorry.
Oh.
You're there now.
Yeah, I said, man, you just stole my thunder.
Yeah, see how I am. I'm horrible. I push the wrong buttons. I say the wrong thing. Please go ahead. Yeah. Please add something sensible to the conversation.
I'm going to try.
Thank you.
yeah, exactly. You know, you're absolutely right on all accounts. And, you know. That's nice to hear. But anyway, it really now is that time when, well, let's first talk about catalogs. The gardening catalogs for folks that are into those are available now. And they're fun to even get. And you know, they're the old-fashioned kind. They're the kind you have in your hands, and you can flip through the pages and look at all the varieties of cucumbers or tomatoes or peppers or whatever it happens to be, and read about them and daydream about the day that you're going to harvest your first vegetable from that planting or first fruit from that planting. So it really is about looking forward to the time of the year when we're out more in our yards than, of course, we are right now. So and of course, all the catalogs are in color, so that makes it that much better too. But really, it's a good time to have those in front of you and kind of pore over them and pick out plants you like and daydream about plants you want to put in the ground and how you're going to cook with them and what they smell like. So it's really that one of our first acts of this gardening season in this year is really the looking through of those catalogs. So.
All right. Now, there is one question that I have to ask you. It's not that I am accusing the catalog people of Photoshop, because I don't necessarily believe that they're Photoshopping. But I think just as it's important, you know, when the fashion magazines come out and say, well, you know, this person looked like this, and then we airbrushed the living daylights out of them, and we took 50 pounds off, and blah, blah, blah. I think it's kind of important that you perhaps let people know that, especially when we're talking about, like, flowers, because they never show the little sprig that you get in the mail. They show something that, what, has been growing in that exact spot for, like, what, 15 years?
Well, yes and no. Depending on what you're ordering, you know, if you're ordering flowers, if you're ordering from a seed catalog, of course, they're going to come as a seed, so you really have to start them
right
from inception. If you're buying as a plug or a small plant, there's so much variability in how that's going to show up at your house. And as you say, it can be just a little sprig. Or it can be a little bit bigger plant.
But it's not going to look like the picture the first year.
No, usually not. Depending, though, on the perennial and your care, some perennials will get pretty good size in a year's time and really fill out nicely. Others can take years to get to the size of the picture that you see when you are drooling over the catalog. It really does, depending on what you're ordering, can take some time. You know, things like, I mean, if you ordered a Komodo dragon hosta that are 4 feet by 4 feet.
I was thinking about a Komodo dragon. I was thinking about, oh, my gosh, wouldn't that be the greatest day when the Amazon truck came or whatever? Okay. No, it's a hosta.
Yeah, it's a hosta.
Whatever.
So there's a couple of fun things, and if folks are looking for catalogs, you know, you can just go onto the internet and type in different companies. Places, there's a company called High Mowing, which is out of the East Coast, and they're all organic, and it's an employee-owned business, and they have outstanding variety in plants. Again, it's all organic. There's Seed Savers, which is out of Decorah, Iowa. That is a a very strong presence in heirloom varieties of plants and non-GMO altered plants so that folks can look for that. And then places like Johnny's, which is also out of the East Coast, that's been around a long time, with, and they also have a large selection of organic plants. I'm excited about a couple of seeds that I've varieties that I've already ordered. One of them is an Atlantic giant pumpkin, and we're going to be following this pumpkin. And I don't know.
Is it coming as a seed, or is it coming as a cutting, or is it coming in a big, big truck?
It's coming as a seed, so this is going to be fun. You know, it's coming as a seed that might be a 20th of an ounce, and in the course, and here's one in the course of one growing season under the right conditions, and I'm going to be working on that. We're going to be following this. Under the right conditions, I should be able to get a pumpkin that's anywhere from 800 to 1,000 pounds.
All right, here's another question for you. Yesterday, Laura Erickson mentioned a bird that she had first heard about as a young person in the books of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Everybody remembers her book about her husband's childhood, Farmer Boy, knows that her husband grew a pumpkin. He cut a little slit in the pumpkin vine, just a tiny little thing, and then he used some sort of a piece of straw or something so that the pumpkin could suck up milk. And the pumpkin, now, we were talking about feeding houseplants milk the other day.
Yep.
And so the pumpkin sucked up milk and became huge, and he won a prize for it. But, you know, he was a little kid, and he felt guilty, and he told the judge, I gave it milk, you know, because he was worried that maybe he had cheated somehow. Are you gonna feed this thing milk, and is it going to make it, like, terrifying?
I'm going to feed it anything I need to feed, anything organic that I need to feed it. But, you know, I'm hoping we're going to build a rain catchment system and to catch water specifically for this pumpkin, and try to do it without having any additional water, but just what I'm able to capture in this system, and keep it constantly moist and fed, and we'll see how big a pumpkin we can get out of this. You know, that 1,000 pounds is for a climate a little bit south of here, but we'll see what we can do here in northern Minnesota, and just to give it a try. The other thing I ordered are some folks have heard about them. Seeds are hard to come by, and I was fortunate to find some, but ghost peppers. Which will burn your face off.
Right. My roommate would like some.
Yeah, I'm growing them for Brent.
Yeah, he'd just eat them. I mean, he would just eat them. And then his face might get a little bit pink, and he might go, wow.
Well, we'll put that to the test, too.
Okay. cool.
So, and then a cucumber that I found is called an Armenian cucumber, and they will get about 30 inches long. You can grow them on a trellis or things like that, but just outstanding in cooking and salads and things like that. So it's so much fun to go through these catalogs and find these fun things. And of course, in honor of the year of the what?
The pea. Did you find an exotic pea?
Well, I found purple ones, and I found yellow ones, and I found gold ones, plus, of course, the green ones.
Okay.
So I'm going to have four different colors of peas for us to sample, and maybe we'll do that on the air.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That's worth us getting out our KUMD remote truck.
Yeah.
And doing a live remote from the truck, from our news vehicle. Yeah.
Let's get that thing rolling. Let's fire that up.
it's about time, don't you think? So are you going to be tracking all of these things on social media? Is that the idea that we'll have like a weekly pumpkin report? And
yes.
I think we could run into, I don't know, we could possibly run into problems with the weekly P report, but I suppose it's all in how you spell it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Grammar's important.
Spelling matters. Exactly. Yes. Okay, the Ghost Pepper Report. That's kind of, it's kind of snazzy. That's got kind of a ring to it.
Yeah.
All
right. So it'll be fun, and of course, lots of other things. So really, folks that are kind of jonesing a little bit for something to do garden-related, get online and get a couple of these catalogs coming your way and start finding some things you like or planning some things for your garden. And just kind of it helps with, as you mentioned, the old days we have coming up to be sort of thinking green.
But, you know, be responsible. Go to a fact-checking website. Put in how long does it take a maple tree to reach 40 feet tall, you know, so that you are not necessarily sucked in by, you know, or how long does it take a lilac bush to reach, you know, 40-foot diameter,
yeah,
whatever it might be, so that you're not sucked in by the pictures. You know, you have a better sense of reality.
Right. Yeah, and it does take a while, so depending on what you're getting, but so.
And also, not order a Komodo dragon off the internet from anybody.
Well, they'll come small, but they get big pretty, you know, take a couple of years, but you can get a very, very large hosta.
Well, a hosta. You can order a hosta, a Komodo dragon hosta off the internet, but do not order a Komodo dragon off the internet.
My plant's here, and it's growling at me.
I've seen them in zoos, you know, and it's like, I mean, bigger than the biggest imaginable mastiff, and that's just the body without the tail. And, yeah, they're bitey. So what you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So the other thing you mentioned in that in our lead up here was houseplants. And really now is the time with folks who do enjoy houseplants. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago as we talked about dividing some African violets. Houseplants are becoming more and more and more popular all the time. And surprisingly, one of the areas that they're becoming that is leading that is with young people or younger generation folks who are first time or early in their gardening hobby are very much into houseplants. And they really don't require too much care to be healthy or to be happy. The one thing to make sure is not too much water. Probably overwatering them is the thing that folks do most that leads to the demise of their houseplant. The other thing is feeding them. And really now that we're getting into a little bit more sunlight, our days are getting longer. Now is the time to start feeding those houseplants because this is when you're going to start to see some of that new growth on them. So adding a little fertilizer, preferably organic and not full strength, so maybe half strength or so, into their routine watering or every other watering, give them a little bit of food, and you'll start to see new green growth on the houseplant coming and it being happier and happier. So,
and that's what we want, happy houseplants.
Happy houseplants.
Happy houseplants, huge pumpkins, and scary peppers. That's what we're after. So you've kind of got like this Halloween thing going on with your
not biting hostas.
Yes, exactly. I like that. All right, TK. Well, that'll be fun. We'll talk in a couple of weeks, and I'm excited to see what sorts of new trouble you will have gotten up to by then.
I'll do my best.
All right. Thanks a million.
You have a good day.
Tom Casper, our longtime host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature of Tuesdays, every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.